Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio podcast, your go-to source for bite-sized lessons in growing and running your dance studio. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm a dance studio owner and business coach, helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. Do you love the podcast content but are looking to get a bit more one-on-one strategy? If that is the case, I really encourage you to check out our monthly masterclasses. Each month, I dive into a specific topic that is going to help you and your dance studio reach the next level. So if you're interested in finding more about that, head to assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Again, each month is a specific topic catered to you and your dance studio, all about how to grow and create a bigger, more successful, just more streamlined dance studio. And if that's something you're interested in, you can buy a one-off masterclass. So if you can sort of pick and choose to what topics suit your interest, or alternatively, you can sign up for our membership to our masterclass, which is a discounted monthly price. So whatever you are interested in joining us for, you can check that out at assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of my episodes released weekly. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, we are doing the lightning fast segment of Quick Fire 5, and I'm also joined by the lovely Mariah, who's going to interview me.
Yes, I can't wait to put you on the receiving end, because usually it's me.
So in today's rapid fire, we're going to be touching on positive team culture, and Mariah is going to ask me 5 quick questions in 5 minutes to hopefully give you guys some ideas on how to create the best culture within your team in your dance studio. So let's jump straight into it.
Right, you ready?
I'm not even going to look at the questions because I feel like I'll
you'll try and anticipate my answers. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready?
Hold on, go. Now,
Okay. How do you promote open and effective communication among team members to foster a positive and collaborative work environment?
So we talked about this quite a lot on a previous episode we recorded, but to distill it down, I think it's leading by example. So I'm transparent with my team if there's something going on in my personal life that means I can't work to the best of my ability or I'm not going to be present. I try and communicate dates and events and things like that as soon as possible so everyone's aware. And then I also try and be vulnerable. I think that's an important thing when I'm like, something's not going right, or I'm not feeling confident about something, or I'm unsure or worried. I try and share that information, not to push it on to anybody else, but to try and show that it's okay to be constantly like working and trying to improve. And then for me, in the position that I'm in now, is like empowering my team, who are then leaders for the rest of the team, because I'm not in charge of everybody every single day anymore.
Yep. Stunning. What specific steps do you take to ensure that new team members feel welcomed and integrated into the existing team culture?
This is tricky, and this is one I feel like I need to improve, and something I'm looking at doing more of a onboarding process that's more formal. Like at the moment I have like a casual one that I do. So I have normally a phone interview, and then I have an in-person interview, and then they either – hired or not, and then they would be sort of passed on to our office manager Crystal to get all of like the important data and information. From there, I would also introduce them to Nicola, and she would then share like the curriculum and the syllabus and important dates coming up and things happening like that. I would add them to our social media groups, and then I would do an introduction there. So I would maybe share a bio or a photo, or I'd ask the rest of the team to welcome them.
Yeah.
And then normally what I try and do is like their first day or on their first week or two, be wherever they are to kind of welcome them, make sure they have any questions, see them, share any previous trainings with them that they can access. And then physically I would give them a staff shirt, which like it makes them feel a part of the team, or like maybe a little welcome pack if we have extra stuff lying around. And then their studio badge, their teacher badge. And then, you know, depending where we are, if they're co-teaching with other people or have other teachers present, I would introduce them to the team and the students and things like that.
Perfect. Can you share an example of a team building activity or exercise that had a particularly positive impact on strengthening the bonds within your studio team?
I would think Hereta from Third Space we had at our last retreat really led us to an activity and an exercise that I think made the team really feel connected and talk through some insecurities and things they potentially had as teachers and as leaders in their, like I'm talking about our community as a studio and then the individual communities, whether it be in their personal life or like in their classroom. That was really wonderful. And I think just constantly trying to look for little opportunities like that, whether it be me leading it or another team member or getting in someone from an outside place to be able to help educate and uplift the team.
Awesome. And how do you actively recognize and appreciate the contributions of your team members to maintain that positive atmosphere?
I think like verbal recognition is probably the best. Like most of my team just appreciate being appreciated. Mm. And then I think a combination of events, gifts, birthday presents, again, just random gifts for doing amazing jobs, hitting targets or things like that. And then I think, you know, trying to have like at least like a, you know, a nice Christmas party or some type of event where you, you know, take the time to be able to speak in a more casual way and, you know, that you showing them you appreciate by like, you know, paying for dinner or whatever that is. Yeah. So that's like a small way that I would say.
Yep. And last one, in challenging situations or conflicts, what strategies do you employ to resolve issues while keeping the positive team dynamics and relationships?
I would say most of our team are more like if there's something negative or feedback I have to give them or I'm trying to figure out what's happened in a situation, I feel like they're not confrontational. Most of the team would be really upset or disappointed that I maybe was disappointed.
Yeah.
Because again, they really cherish what they do, which is so beautiful, but it also makes it harder because I don't want to upset anyone. But, you know, sometimes you have to have these discussions. And so I think that sometimes it's different. I don't want to like prepare someone we're going to have a talk so that they like worry about it for days and days and days. But, you know, to kind of give them heads up, hey, I just want to have, like, it's not a massive thing, but I just want to talk to you because it's easier or have a phone conversation. And then often, if it's possible, I think face-to-face because you can kind of see their expression and react to that accordingly. And I sort of always lead by like the compliment sandwich situation, like start the conversation with all of the things you value about them and, you know you're doing the best job in these areas and you really appreciate that. You have noticed there's this problem, but I want to work with you. Or if you want to improve, I want to work with you to resolve that.
Yeah.
And then sort of finish by saying, you know, I appreciate your time. Let's touch in, like have a sort of an action plan moving forward. And I find that's the best way to do that. And for some team members, it's just not worth it. They would move on.
Yeah.
But that hasn't happened in a long time. Mm. But I've had to let people go in the past, which has been awkward. But that, again, was my mistake, hiring too quickly and not knowing enough about the person.
Yeah. That is our five questions. I think we went a little bit over.
1 minute. But that's good for me.
Yeah. I was going to say, Claire's usually like goes and just keeps talking. So that's a really good one, Claire.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you so much for leading me through those questions, Mariah.
Of course.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us today. So that was a little episode of Quick Fire 5. And I look forward to speaking with you guys soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Ensemble Dance Studio Coaching Podcast with your host, me, Claire O'Shea. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it on your stories on Instagram and tag the show or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Ensemble Dance Studio Coaching. Tune in next week for another episode all about helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. See you then!